Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I just felt like we played our game. You know, we were aggressive early on. We hit some shots. DK had some splash plays. Obviously, when he's making plays like that, we're a better football team. Getting him involved in the first play wasn't exactly the play call, but I kind of felt when he told me he was thinking about that play Saturday night that I was hoping for a certain coverage so I could give him a shot in the first play of the game to get us going, and they gave us the coverage I was hoping for, and DK ran a great route, and I put the ball in a good spot.
Dorn and Bostic called for it before the Ravens game. Rogue Rodgers! And then what did we see? Rogue Rodgers. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Steelers have won two games this year where they've rushed for fewer than 40 rushing yards. No other team in the NFL has a win in such circumstances. Is this a Rodgers throw the ball down the field kind of night? Or is this a run the ball against Miami's rushing defense kind of night? They're giving up 132 yards per game on the ground.
Boy, I'm going to straddle the fence here. It depends. I mean, I don't think that he throws the ball as much as he does downfield last week, unless the Ravens didn't invite that. They're like, well, we're going to man up on DKs. Let's see if you can beat him. You'd be an idiot to be able to do that again this week. And if you got the two high safeties, he's not going to throw the ball deep. You're going to run the ball. So I guess it's going to be dictated off of what defense they show you. And isn't Dolphins pretty much two-man safety, two-high safety guys? So I would lead to believe that they're going to try to run the ball. No. I don't think you're going to force it anywhere is what I'm getting at.
I'd like to see them try to take a lead, be aggressive, push it down the field, and then hopefully be able to salt it away on the ground. I mean, you got Darnell Washington back, which is huge. No Watt, but you got Washington. No Watt, but you got Harmon. And given this game, I think those are two massive additions that you haven't had.
Yeah, but it's a massive addition in a run game, too.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you meant
salt it away.
I thought you were talking about throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah, throw down the field, loosen them up a little bit, take a lead. They're 1-7 when they've trailed at any point this year is Miami. And you take their running game away that way by getting up early. If you can get up like you did on the Ravens.
I'm too worried about the Steelers' offense more than I'm worried about them being able to stop that run game, because that's Miami's bread and butter over the past month. I mean, we've seen Steelers struggle with that. So if they can stop the run, I think they win the game. I think they'll be able to move the ball on this defense enough to be able to put up enough points to win if they don't just get gashed in a run.
I think it's more about the big plays in the run game than anything. They're going to get theirs, but we talked about Achane and how explosive he is. Like that play that Joey Porter Jr., talked about this a couple times, had against the first play of the game against the Buffalo Bills whenever James Cook broke out and ran 20 yards down the field. That's a touchdown if it's Achane tonight. Yeah.
Yes. Like
you got to be in the right spots. You can't have any big plays in the run game or they will crush you.
He's got messed up ribs, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that's not going to feel all that great tonight.
No.
You crack him anytime you can. 412-928-9370. Bob in Maine, you've been waiting patiently. Hello, Bob.
My football brothers from other mothers. How are you?
Better now. What's up, Bob?
Better now. Nice, nice. Hey, my son and I were at the 2017 Miami game in the freezing cold. That was a playoff. I believe that was the last time they won a playoff game. Is that correct?
Well, they won that game, and then, so what was that?
They won Kansas City after that.
They did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, no, it was like 10, 12 degrees. That was fantastic. So I think it depends.
Bud Dupree killed Matt Moore.
Yes.
Just absolutely eviscerated him.
Unbelievable. We were opposite. We were behind the Steeler, behind their sideline, and we heard the freaking air leave his lungs. That guy just it was amazing, that hit.
Bob, you're built different, though. Like, you're from around here, and then you're like, how can I get even colder? Let me move up to Maine.
Yeah.
Canada adjacent.
It's beautiful up here. Hey, the other thing is, I'm not just Bob from Maine. I'm Doc Bob from Maine, and I know a lot about the issues with pneumothoraces. So if you guys have any questions about, you know, if you're still scratching your head about what the hell's happened, and by the way, it does not take much at all. When you're sticking needles in someone's thorax area, you'd be surprised how shallow it takes to nick a lung. It's amazing. So
how long do you think it would take him to recover, Bob?
Yeah, it depends. Now, the fact that he had to go to surgery to get this thing taken care of, I'm thinking it's at least a couple weeks. I'm telling you, don't expect this guy to go out there and start crushing other people traumatically and getting hit himself without this thing completely resolved. I'm telling you right now. So at least a couple weeks.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
See you. Our football brother from another mother.
I like the word thorax.
Thanks,
I think
Mark.
Of thorax, I think of insects.
Me too.
Okay.
But I think it's your thoracic spine, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. I would have to see a demonstration of how easy it is to nick a lung with a needle the size of your nose hair.
Bill in Monroeville, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was just calling about the cold weather, and I think the Steelers are going to have to go. They're going to have to go on the ground because ball doesn't go very well in the air. And if you gave me tickets, I'm not going. But if I could get a free plug-in for a nonprofit organization, I was outside this morning with seven men. We work out in the mornings with F3. It's Fitness Fellowship and Faith. And there's organizations all over the country. There's a bunch of locations in Pittsburgh area. If you go to f3near.me, you can find the location near you.
All right, Bill. Thank you for the call. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
Yep.
I can't cut him off because it's going to sound bad. Make me look like a jackass.
Right.
Wow. You are a jackass. Yeah, he put you in a tough situation there. Crowley.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Let's go to Dawn in Beaver Falls. Good morning to you, Dawn.
Oh, good morning. Hey, you were mentioning tips about staying warm. I'm a nurse and work on a horse farm, so I need to correct two things. Steel-toed boots. The steel retains the cold, and it will freeze your toes. And cotton also retains, it doesn't evaporate your moisture. It holds and freezes, so non-cotton and not cotton and no steel toe boots.
Dawn, I'm curious. Now, are you a human nurse or are you a nurse for the horses?
Human nurse.
Hmm. Why do you got to be a nurse on a horse farm?
Well, no, I've two separate things. Home, I have nurses. Yeah. Horses.
At home, you're the nurse. Whatever. Thank you, Dawn.
Boy, you're getting hammered over these steel-toed boots.
That's a couple of strange calls right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I appreciate her, though.
That serves you right for trying to be a tough guy with the steel-toed boots. They're coming at you hard.
Texter, can I have a plug this morning for my workout group here in Omaha, Nebraska? Yeah, sure. Why not? Everybody just call up. We're helping everybody. It's the holidays. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mark, we've been talking since the Ravens game that if they're aggressive, if they put more on Rodgers, on Metcalf, that's the recipe going forward. Do you agree with that?
I would say definitely Rodgers. I think for them, as far as they're going to go, it's going to be Aaron. I think that he needs, if he plays even a fraction as well as he played last week, and we talked about it, you know, it depends on how teams play him, that they have a chance. I mean, they have a chance to win tonight. They have a chance to win, you know, three of the next four games. And that's why you say, okay, the Steelers are flawed, right? But I like to see him get in the playoffs over this. I mean, I think I said this months ago. I want to see what this guy can do in the playoffs because he's a different breed. I mean, he's something that we haven't seen here since that number seven called it quits about 5 years ago. That's what I would be interested in.
Wait, I thought you were out on the Steelers.
I am out of the Steelers.
But you still want to see it.
I want to see it. If there's an opportunity.
You think it's going to happen?
Of
them making the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they'll make the playoffs now.
You think that they'll win a playoff game?
Oh, man, that's tough. If the Chargers come here, maybe. But I doubt it.
Man, that's who I want to see, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're
Chargers
dangerous.
Are flawed. They're a 10-win team, but they're way flawed.
Their line's banged up. Steelers' defense played well
against them. What team isn't flawed in the AFC that's in the playoff picture?
That's exactly right. Every one of them's flawed.
Maybe the Broncos at this point, but wait till next week, then all of a sudden they'll be flawed.
I mean, they played well offensively against the Packers, and that's sort of the other piece we've been waiting for because that pass rush is devastating. Like, I would not want to see them. I realize they're the number one seed, so a lot would have to happen, but I do not want to see the Broncos.
I mean, the Texans might be the team to beat now, although their running game is non-existent.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know what C.J. Stroud you're going to get.
But that defense keeps you in a lot of games.
Man.
I'll tell you what, Jacksonville just set a franchise record for most consecutive games, 7, scoring 25 or more points. I've been slow onto their bandwagon, but I know they just beat up on the Jets, right? But they're starting to...
Duval.
And
that's rightfully so, because their schedule is awful. So they really haven't beaten anybody that it's an eye-opener yet. But they've been kind of
waxing teams, though. If you look
yes, they have.
It doesn't matter who it is. But they've been putting up points. I mean, they score over 30-something a game.
48 against the Jets, 36 against the Colts. It scrolled on me. 25-3 against Tennessee, 27, 35, 29, 30.
Yeah, name the teams, though, that they played.
I mean, they beat the Chargers 35-6. Okay. They put up 29 on Houston's defense. They lost the game, but...
Well, that's when Houston was reeling.
Houston's defense has been great all year.
Reeling.
So who would you want the Steelers to play in round one, Dorn?
Man, it's very tough. It's gonna sound crazy.
Don't you
Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Really?
Yeah. I would want to see them play Buffalo because the pressure now has mounted so much on Josh Allen, as we talked about earlier, of making it through that he may try to force that game. Like the game is gonna be like mountains on his shoulders. Having to come back to Pittsburgh, right, and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers twice.
You're probably favored.
And you're going to try to run the football again, and I think the Steelers might have an answer for that after the first time around, so then it's going to force him to throw, and he's going to have to force throws all the time. And I think that that's a bad recipe, and I don't know. I don't think McDermott's going to get Tomlin twice.
Well, the pressure argument's a really good one because it's McDermott, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, there's no Mahomes. Oh, right. Wow, there's no Burrow. Oh, wow, there's no Lamar, maybe. We got this. And then you go in as a favorite against your old buddy Mikey T. I like that argument. I'd still want to see the Chargers.
You don't?
I do.
Because you might get Josh Allen, which you saw yesterday, too.
I know.
There's always that all potential.
It could go the other way, too.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Josh Allen just carries the Bills to a place that they haven't been since the mid-1990s.
Playoffs, and last week we were talking about firing Tomlin.
Well, to me, it has more to do with the Ravens even than it does the Steelers, and yesterday did nothing for me to view Baltimore any differently. Baltimore's offense still struggled against a horrendous defense, and Lamar had 150 passing yards and a pick?
And let's hand the ball to Derrick Henry 11 times.
Yeah.
Which, they do that all the time. All the time they forget that they have Derrick Henry. And it's maddening, but that's what Harbaugh does.
It was almost 10 yards a carry.
He went 11 for 100 yards. Good math, Mark.
Yes, how about that?
412-928-9370. How are you feeling about Steelers-Dolphins? We'll take your calls the rest of the hour. We got odds and ends coming up at the bottom of the hour. But bonus topic, what did you learn watching ball yesterday? Who'd you like the Steelers to play in the first round? Should they be good enough and lucky enough to make the playoffs? 412-928-9370. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Any type of success you can get, though, you cling on to it. And me personally, I thought the chance for bull. I mean, that's comical in my mind. Like, that's all I'll say about that. That's all I'll say about that.
Jalen Ramsey sticking up for his head coach, saying it's hard to win in this league. I played for a decade, only made the playoffs a few times. Give the guy respect. It was very Rowdy Tellez-ish of him, I thought. I don't like when players tell fans how to behave. I don't. I understand why he would stick up for his head coach, but I liked it when guys like TJ Watt and Cam Hayward said they understood it. Even Tomlin said he understood it. Like, the team hadn't been playing well enough. Go play better. That's how you stop the boos. That's how you stop the fire Tomlin chance. And I'll make a prediction tonight. We're not going to get any tonight.
Mm-mm.
I think the Steelers win this game wire to wire. I think they start off okay. I think they never relinquish the lead. I think there will be some uncomfortable moments, but I think the Steelers win in a way where we all go, okay, good. Business trip.
And how many times have they won back-to-back games over the past month or two?
So you think they're going to lose to the Dolphins?
Well, I'm not going to rubber stamp it as a...
Who are you picking? We haven't done that yet.
I thought the pick's a little too early for that.
No, we don't. We're not Ron Cook. We can make the pick whenever we want.
Wow, you know, the coach is the whole batter. I think the Steelers will win. I think it'll be like close, 16-15, but...
I think it's going to be like that, too.
Yeah. Low scoring.
Yeah, ish.
Ish.
Yeah,
ish.
I'd probably go like 21-20, 21-18, 21-17, 22-14.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I'm not there yet. Okay, I'm not there yet.
You don't know which way you want to lean.
You
got about 20 minutes.
I think the Steelers are going to win. I just don't know what type of game it's going to be. I don't know. I don't know how explosive each offense is going to look tonight. Maybe it might look like the same game that they had last week against the Ravens. I would say like 28 to 23 or something.
If it looks like that, you're getting full Crowley tomorrow, baby. I'm going to believe. They're going to make me believe.
This is great. You're talking playoffs now. They lose tonight.
If they lose, nuts tomorrow. If they lose, I will show up tomorrow dressed head to toe as the Grinch.
Why don't you just like wear only shirts?
Because Christmas will have been stolen.
Do you have a
full Grinch costume, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. My daughter, when I first, she was probably two and a half when she saw me in it for the first time, lost her marbles.
I'm sure.
She freaked out, sprinted away, was terrified. Huh. But we did see the Grinch at the Aviary this weekend.
How was it?
It was awesome. Good. They also did a show with birds and Christmas carols.
Get out.
Seriously.
They actually did a show with birds at the Aviary. Aviary, whatever that word is.
Aviary.
See, he thought he was going to climb it. He can't even say Aviary.
Yeah, Aviary.
That's a national aviary right
aviary.
There.
Aviary.
We saw a crane, big old son of a gun.
Really?
Fly across a room. My daughter felt its talon on her scalp. She loved it.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'll dress as the Grinch because I think if the Steelers win this game, okay, great. They win the game. They're 8-6. They did what they were supposed to do. But if they lose, I've said it's one of Tomlin's worst losses ever if they lose this game, Mark. They have won.
Ever?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Ever?
It's on the podium, I think. They've won 22 straight games.
You're acting like this team only has one win on the season.
Hold on. They're a favorite. At home, in the cold, against a team whose quarterback has never won in the cold. Your fan base was chanting for the head coach to get fired. They've won 22 straight games on Monday Night Football at home. And you just beat the Ravens to get your season back going. If you lose, it is a cataclysmic failure. It's one of the worst losses in recent memory, and of which there have been many.
A team that's won 4 or 5, I believe.
Great! Right? Well, awesome!
It's not like they're playing right. Whatever, 17 Lions or whatever team that was.
They're still a favorite at home. And they're,
you're saying worst loss ever.
They're starting, it's up there. Their starting quarterback can't win in the cold, and their best offensive players got busted up ribs.
We've seen this team play to the level it shouldn't play of how many times this year?
So wait up.
So that wouldn't surprise
wait
you?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Just because we've seen it before. Just because
over and over and over again.
Well, that's not some sort of defense. If anything, it only makes it worse. Like, oh, Crowley, it's not that bad. Remember how bad they sucked 2 weeks ago? Like, they can't afford to lose this game. Not with Detroit coming up.
They can afford to lose it.
Then they're sitting here at 7-7. We're saying all the stuff we were saying 2 weeks ago.
I mean, they can, like literally, yeah, they can afford to lose it. Like, they're not done. They're not the Chiefs.
Hey, they win tonight.
Yeah, mathematically, they're not eliminated. But right.
They win tonight. They can clinch next week.
Wait a second. Really?
Yeah. I mean, Patriots would have to beat the Ravens and Steelers would have to beat the Lions. But they can clinch next week if they win tonight.
Holy bird milk.
How about that?
Pressure.
Oh. Under pressure.
Oh. You would think the Patriots would be kind of fired up for next week.
Oh, yeah, dude. Vrabel's.
Where's that at?
M&T.
Is it?
Ravens favored by 2.5. As of now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Vegas has loved Baltimore all damn season. And I'm sorry. I'm just not swayed by that game yesterday. I mean, Joe Burrow didn't want to be there. They didn't have T. Higgins. And their offense stunk. They did what they had to do. Like, you can't take anything away from them. But that wasn't an impressive victory for me. The Bengals, I don't think they're going to win again the rest of the year.
Wait. 2 weeks ago, weren't you saying that that's the team to beat in the AFC?
Yeah, well, he did say that, yeah.
I didn't say that. I didn't like the Bengals before the season.
A lot of people like, listen to me. The Bengals, you got to keep – maybe it was Pomp and Joe. Somebody, they love the Bengals. I'm like, they still stink.
It was not me. I didn't like them before the year. Why would I like them now? What are you doing?
They stink. They stink.
You thought that they were going to lose to the Ravens, and then you tried to cite like, oh, yeah, look how they did against the Ravens the last few games, and then we had to remind you that they – they split every season.
The crowd,
pretty much.
You're lying to us.
No, he's talking about a totally different thing.
You've been hot and cold all season, is my point. You've been like, oh, look, they're great. And then you're like, oh, no, they're
not
going to do
anything. He's talking about the Bengals.
We're talking about the Bengals, Harry. Thanks for listening. 412-928-9370 is the number. Everybody be coming for me today.
What?
Cavoli can't even say aviary.
Oh, you look a whiny guy. Oh.
And you can't even criticize me for what you're supposed to be criticizing me for.
I'm growly. I'm whiny today.
You said, listen to this. Look at this. Listen to this.
I'm whiny every
listen
day.
Listen to this. The Bengals.
I wonder why we're after him after he did the nose hair incident.
People are saying that you're not right about your clinching scenario.
I believe I am.
So the Ravens are 7-7. They would fall to 7-8. The Steelers would be 9-6, correct?
And they win next week, and they'll be two games up with whatever. I have to see it in front of me. How is that not right?
I think the burden of proof falls on you here, Mark.
I thought earlier you described it as if they beat the Browns.
Who beat?
The Steelers.
And the Ravens lose.
I don't believe so.
While you're all,
I don't even know the records now. What was Steelers' record? They go 8-6.
The Steelers are.
They would be 9-6.
They'd be a game ahead. They'd be two games ahead with two games left. I guess we'd have to come down to the division now. I think about it.
Harry, if you're looking.
I think it's right, though.
Well,
maybe I'm not. If not, I'm going to pretend like it's right.
If the Steelers and the Ravens went out until they play themselves, then they could still tie, right? So it's not guaranteed.
Harry, if you want to clown me, you should clown me for what this texter is now clowning me for, which this is 100% true. Crowley, didn't you predict the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, you definitely did.
I sure did, baby.
Yes, you did.
I sure did. All right.
Didn't you say Tua was going to be the next Steelers starting quarterback, too?
Oh, I wouldn't rule that one out.
Oh, he said Dak would
be. He said Dak, but I think he said Tua, too.
Oh, I think Tua could be the Steelers' next quarterback, sure. If you're, like, marginal at best at the quarterback position and your team doesn't want you, you might be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Caleb Williams is just a couple years away.
Yeah, Caleb Williams guaranteed to be the next Steelers' quarterback. Justin Fields, Mitch Trubisky,
yeah.
Caleb Williams.
Yep.
All right, we got odds and ends coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's now time for Odds and Ends. Never been done before with Mark Caboli. Why are you laughing?
Just the story I just told.
It was an interesting one.
Aaron Hernandez eating nickels.
Yeah.
At the combine. He's told it on the air before, Mark. Okay. Yeah.
I thought that was Nalo. But
no. Mm-mm. Yeah, he was eating nickels to gain weight.
Do you think nickels weigh more than like a gallon of water?
I don't think I'd eat a nickel under any circumstance.
How did the nickels
come out? In a roll.
Don't know.
But you go to the bank. Yep. All right, let's do this.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Odds and Ends with Mark Caboli. Steelers, Dolphins, Monday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers, over under 210.5 passing yards.
Oh, man. I think he'll be right around it. I'm going slightly over, which would be more than on average he throws for this year. But he's Rogue Rodgers, baby. He'll hit another couple of deep shots to DK Metcalf.
Over.
I'm going under.
I'm going under as well, but slightly under. 205, around there. Tua Tagovailoa, over under. 190.5 passing yards.
In the four-game winning streak, he has thrown for 157 yards a game. But that's because they haven't needed him to throw it all over the place. I think the Steelers grab an early lead. He has to throw. So he'll go over.
Under.
Way to expand on that, Harry. I'm going to go over. I'm going to think they're going to get down. They're going to maybe dump a little bit the AKA, whatever his name is.
Achan.
Achan. I'm a struggle. I struggle with names. So
yeah, we can tell. Like we can tell. Yeah, we know. We know.
Achan.
Yep.
Dump something to him. Big yards there. He'll pad his numbers that way.
I'm with you, Mark. I think he does go over 190.5 passing yards. Jaylen Warren over under 50.5 rushing yards.
I think he goes over. Miami giving up an average of 132 per game on the ground. 7 worst in the NFL. And oh, yeah, big horse. Darnell Washington is back over 50.5.
I think you're going to spread it out a little bit between him and Gainwell. I'm going to say under.
I'm going a little bit under here. I mean, we're just totally ignoring the fact that how much they love Kenny Gainwell. Kenny Gainwell takes stuff from Jaylen Warren. I think he'll do that again tonight.
What a player he's been.
I'm going to go over. Kenneth Gainwell over under 20.5 rushing yards.
Over. I think both running backs go over. I think they want to grind the pound.
Over.
Yeah, over.
Over as well. Devon Achan, over under 80.5 rushing yards.
I thought it was Achane.
Nope.
You said 80.5?
Yes.
He averages 87 rushing yards a game.
Correct.
Against this defense, even with Harmon, slightly over.
Ooh. I'm going to say under.
Yeah, I'm going to go under too. I think they're going to be somewhat motivated to stop this guy.
I'm going to go slightly under. DK Metcalf over under 50.5 receiving yards.
He had a 150 last week. Rogue Rodgers, he's going over again. They're going to ride the big moose.
Who's the big moose?
I don't know why I made him the big moose, but we'll go by, we'll say DK Metcalf's the big moose.
Over.
Yeah, I think he'll get over on one play.
One play.
Wow.
One play.
All
right. One play.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to go over as well. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Gainwell over under 20.5 receiving yards.
I'm going to go over on that one too.
Over.
I'm going to go under. I don't know why. No reason.
I'm going to go over. Pat Freiermuth over under 15.5 receiving yards.
Boy, I wish they would have found him last week on that one where he was wide open.
I know.
It was nice that Warren scored, but it would have been better for Patty if it had been him. I'm going to go over. I have no reason to believe it, but I'm going over.
I'm changing my feel. I'll say over this week.
I mean, how bad is it when a guy that talent is over under is at 15?
That's the story.
I know.
I'm going over.
I'm going over, too. Darnell Washington, over under 20 and a half receiving yards.
On one catch, yeah. He's going over.
Over.
I'm going under.
I'm going under as well. Jaylen Warren, over under 15 and a half receiving yards.
Under.
Over.
Over.
Under. Calvin Austin, over under 15 and a half receiving yards.
Man, did it on one play last week. Think he does it again. Over.
This feels kind of low. I'll say over.
Yeah, I think he'll see some singles, so over.
I'm going to go over as well. Adam Thielen, over under 15 and a half receiving yards.
Ooh.
I made this one up.
Did you really?
Yep, they didn't
he's
have a line
even
for
listed.
Him. Nope.
Really?
Well, he's listed, but they didn't have his like numbers yet.
Rodgers was really singing his praises with MVS. I think he's going over.
Sure, over.
Yeah, 15 yards is not hard to get, so I'll go over.
Over as well. Devon Achane. Devon Achane. Over under 20 and a half receiving yards.
I'll go over on that.
Over.
Well, I have to go over if I said Tua is going to go over by throwing the ball.
I'm going over as well. Jaylen Waddle, over under 60 and a half receiving yards.
Over. Garbage time.
Under.
Under.
Under. Darren Waller, over under 20 and a half receiving yards.
He's a good player, Doran.
Yes, he is.
I'm going over.
Over.
I'll go over.
I'm going to go over as well. DK Metcalf, over under 4.5 receptions.
I'm going over again on DK. I think not that Rodgers is going to force him the ball for the sake of forcing him the ball, but I think last week's the prototype moving forward on how you got to play winning offensive football. What do you have, 12 targets last week? Yeah, I'm going over.
Seven catches?
Yep.
Over.
Yeah, I think they've unlocked something, and I think they want to stick to it. Over.
Over as well. Devon Achane, over under 4.5 receptions.
Oh, over.
Under.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go slightly under. Kenneth Gainwell, over under 3.5 receptions.
Over.
Under.
Over.
How about that one the other?
Yeah, that was nice. The one-handed.
Oh, my God. It was like two fingers.
Yep.
I thought you were flipping me off for a second.
Not at all.
I'm going to go under. Nick Herbig, over under 1.5 sacks.
Oh, baby. This is his game to shine, baby. We've been wanting more Herbig. We got more Herbig. If he does that, he'll now have more sacks on the season than Watt, which is very funny to me. So, yes, he's going to do it.
Over.
Under.
Over. Over for Nick Herbig. He's going to have 2 sacks in tonight's game. Will Jalen Ramsey or Minka Fitzpatrick have an interception?
Jalen Ramsey is going to have a pick 6 tonight. Tua has thrown 14 picks on the season. He'll throw a 15th to his old teammate, Tutty.
What was the question?
Will Jalen Ramsey or Minka Fitzpatrick have an interception tonight?
Fitzpatrick won't. Sure, Ramsey will.
Minka's not going to have one. Aaron doesn't throw picks. I don't think either one of them does, no.
I think Jalen Ramsey does. All right, anytime touchdown score, you can pick anybody to score a touchdown. Anytime touchdown score, I will go first. Jonnu Smith.
No, you son of a gun. That's going to be mine.
We can't repeat.
You can.
That's not fun.
You pick somebody else. There's a lot of players on the field. A lot of offensive guys.
Is that what I sound like?
A little bit.
You actually have a higher pitched voice than that.
Aaron Rodgers again with a rushing touchdown.
Ooh, I just took mine.
And it does count. Double check. Mine.
What am I going to do now?
Jaylen, I like that.
Jaylen Warren.
You son of a girl.
You don't think Rodgers watches chubby old Philip Rivers run around out there the other day and go, you know what, I got to outdo this guy. I got to score a rushing touchdown. Of course he does.
Who you got, Mark?
I'm going to go Adam Thielen.
Ooh.
Nice.
Like it. I was going to take the double check, but he stole my thought.
If he throws one to Thielen, you might get a double check.
Maybe.
He only runs the ball. He says he only does that when he runs.
I know, but old guy to old guy, I think you might get a double check.
All right, crazy stat of the game. Mine is
Jack Sawyer, touchdown.
Ooh.
Don't know how. Maybe a scoop and score. Maybe a pick six. But he's going to score a touchdown.
Steelers will block a field goal in this game.
Tua will rush for two touchdowns.
Uh-oh. And they're going to lose? You didn't pick the game yet,
I think. The Steelers are going to win. I didn't say my prediction yet.
I was going to go with Christian Kuntz makes a tackle, but I'm going to go with Boswell 60-plus in this weather.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah, there's odds and ends. Monday Night Football version. Let's go.
60 yards in this weather. You're kicking a bowling ball.
Oh.
That's why it's called what it was called.
Crazy stat.
Crazy stat. Good point.
Yeah, Crowley once predicted an injury during that portion of the game and said that somebody was going to score a touchdown.
Yeah, who did I say was going to get hurt? Darius Slay. I was right. Coming up next, we'll make our picks and give our players of the game. Our guy, Tony Buscelli from the Washington Wild Things, was just in here dropping off Christmas goodies that don't have nose hairs in them.
Yep.
What a man he is.
Always dropping off gifts.
He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite guys to hang out with, too. Super fun. Allowed Harry to play baseball against the Irish national team, where Harry turned around a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Some of our great moments as a show have come because of that guy.
Yep.
Celebrity softball. And they're doing a taco tequila deal. Are we allowed to talk about this?
I'm sure.
August 1st.
Last year. Too late now.
Fat Joe will be there.
Yep.
You know, I take offense.
And Ginuwin.
Fat Joe. You know who Fat Joe is, Adam?
I do. When he was younger, they just called him Joe. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doran, who wins and why?
Steelers win because they bring in Rogue Rogers, and it's the same game plan as last week, and that's the aggressive nature they know they need in order to win in the playoffs, and they get aggressive tonight, and they get up on the Dolphins, and the Dolphins can't fight back, so I like the Steelers 28-23.
Woo! I like the Steelers as well. A little lower scoring. I like them 22-21. How about that? But I think the Steelers get the lead early and then have to hang on to it. So similar to last week.
Yep.
But I think that takes Miami's running game out of it to an extent. I think they slow Achane down. They don't stop him. And I think Tua ultimately makes a costly turnover. I think the Steelers win. They're 8-6, and we're planning to go to a playoff game, Harry.
I think that the Steelers will win 27-24. I say that because I've gotten the predictions wrong in the past. When I predicted low scoring, it's been high scoring, and vice versa. So I thought this was going to be a low scoring game, but now I'm like, you know what? No. They'll both score high, but the Steelers will ultimately win.
55-54, he's got it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, that would be a record.
So the Dolphins cover.
Wow. Now, I think I'm changing up on the fly.
Let's go. I love it.
I said a couple of weeks ago, and you reminded me, Doran, I'm out. And I think I might still be out. Doesn't mean they're not going to make the playoffs, but maybe they'll back in. I think they're going to – they cannot win back-to-back games. And so I have no confidence they can do this now. The temperature's going to rise to 18, almost enough for Tua to feel comfortable saying that. I think the Dolphins with the upset now.
Wow.
21-17.
Wow.
And tomorrow Crowley will be dressed like the Grinch and be firing everybody.
That is true.
Oh, if they lose this game, I'm going scorched earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll deserve it. They will absolutely deserve it. I got Herbig and Metcalf, the players of the game. I like your Herbig call.
Yeah. Kenneth Gainwell for me. And let's go, Derek Harmon.
Is Herbig going blindside now, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
I guess
they're not going to move Highsmith.
You keep Highsmith in his normal spot.
They're not going to move Highsmith, so maybe there's a forced fumble, sack fumble.
Mm-mm-mm. You'll love it. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Win or lose, we'll be here, and we can't wait to do it all with you. Starkey's up next. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Balmy high of 21 today. Low of 8 tomorrow, high of 33. It's getting warmer. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.